Why you gotta turn it up?
You going crazy with the fucking
I can drink. That shit just hurts my hand. Cheers!
Grab it, pick it up.
Okay, I just took it out of my hand.
Hey, that's funny.
Guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast. You know what I mean? The Axecast, the podcast, Axecast podcast.
Yeah.
We got a special guest. Been a long time coming.
Hey.
He was on. Just his voice was on one of the originals at the beginning. Y'all give it up for
just the voice, man.
Oh yeah, an alias, Coyazo Jacob.
Yeah, damn.
Alias.
We need a
button. How is that
alias, bro?
Bro, you dropped my whole government.
I didn't ask for your son. Hey, the last one, I made Josiah, he almost gave me his social security.
Damn. I mean, that's what you pretty much...
Should have kept it going.
Dude, he almost gave it to me, bro. He did almost give it.
Okay, what else?
He almost gave it to me, bro. I said, all I was going to need is his birthday, bro. I was like, what's your name again? What's your last name? He told me. I was like, what's your social security? He was like, and I started laughing. He was like, oh, man, you almost got me.
real quick. Can we invest in something that you push a button and it's like applied and all that stuff?
Well, see, we got that already.
We got that already, but
we need a bigger one and the other mics, the ones that you plug in. Like, I have the whole setup in the bag, bro.
Okay.
The original ones that I bought.
So that way when you introduce somebody, can, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we got to get the rest of it.
Oh, yeah, like the little background.
Yeah,
the fucking noises and shit.
Yeah.
Get your little soundboard up on there. Yeah.
Record that, I guess, on the problem. Or me saying whatever I always say. I don't know.
I'm the problem. No, you. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But yeah, man, it's another day, another week. We got this. So, what's up, Jacob?
What's going on, man?
How you like being back in Lubbock?
I love it. I get homesick. People are like, you want to move back? Like, people that live here in Lubbock already are like, you want to move back to Lubbock? And people that, where I was living at, like, understand why.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hell yeah. Like, coming back home, it's just all my family's here. All my family.
Mm-hmm.
Kids, everything. And then especially with what happened and everything. Like, good to be back home.
And it's also good that you get to, see your daughter and shit.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the main thing.
Heck yeah, man.
Yeah. Hell yeah, especially still summertime shit like that.
I seen on Facebook that you had like a little farewell thing with the people you used to work with.
Yeah. Dude, oh man, so I was telling them ahead of time, like, look, Thursday's gonna be my last day. I might come in stumbling a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I might be slurring the ticket, but we're going to go out with a bang.
Oh, yeah.
I know, so it was cool, man. Those people were cool. We rocked with them for a while.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, they gave you a little farewell.
A little farewell.
Yeah.
A little.
Deuces.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
They were like, are you sure?
Until next time.
I'm like, yeah. I'm gone. I am gone, right? But no, hell yeah, I'm just glad to be back home, man. Yeah. Just, it feels home.
Yeah, man, like the aspect of just like, you know, being somewhere for so long, but like just coming home. Like, what about y'all? Would y'all, like, you know, if say y'all move somewhere, would y'all feel homesick? Would y'all want to come back? Or are y'all the type that like, nah, I'm good where I'm at?
Me, I'm already homesick just thinking about moving somewhere else.
When
I moved to Ross, man, I got home so quick.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to come back.
What about you, Eric?
I'd be
like,
gone.
You'd be ready to go, right?
I'm gone. That's how I was in Dallas. Like, yeah. I was fine. I mean, I got homesick once, and that was it. But the only reason I moved back was because the baby, the school, the work, it all just I don't know. And I was by myself, and I just, I don't know. That's the only reason I moved back.
Yeah.
Other than that, like, I would have been fine in Dallas. I would have been fine anywhere.
I don't think I could live in Dallas, man. I mean, Dallas is all right. It's okay. The outskirts of Dallas, like, you know, around Fort Worth and shit, you know, that's fine. But, man, that damn traffic, bro. I can't do it, dude. Every day. Like, hell no. Like, an hour
early just to get to work.
Yeah, bro. And then you only, and your job could be like 20 minutes away, and it takes an hour to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I work night shift. So I was having to leave like at 1 in the morning to get to my shift at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then from there, I'd work all the way till rush hour, maybe about 10, 10-ish, like after rush hour is finishing. And it'd take me like another 2 hours to get home.
Damn, I can't do that.
And I lived in North Dallas.
Yeah, no, I'm good here.
Yeah. Yeah. I stayed there for like 2 weeks when I was working at McLean's. So I went to go help out the district over there. Mm-hmm. And man, I mean, I know like driving like just a regular pickup truck or just a car in general, and that traffic is crazy. Boy, but try driving a 53 foot semi truck.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, crazy. Bro, that shit's crazy. If you can drive in that, I'm pretty sure you can drive anywhere.
Yeah, people don't care. They'll cut you off. You're like trying to merge over, and they're just like, I'm trying to get where I'm going.
Besides me, I had to do the cutting off because they wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, you got to cut.
Yeah, I got like, as soon as I started getting the gap, I was already turning in. Like, the other person had to slow down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
It was Dallas driving.
Yeah. Man, there's a story. All right, so there's one time we went to Dallas, and the first day, bro, the very first day we're delivering at this weird 7-Eleven. It's a 7-Eleven. It's weird because it's like in a shopping center, and it's all connected to, there's a bar next door to it. And so we had a park in the back, and we're delivering, me and my boy Oscar are delivering, and we get done.
Oscar used to be a loader.
No, he bald. Nah.
Oh, okay.
Different Oscar. He started when I started.
Okay, I was gonna say, because I had a homeboy named Oscar. Yeah. McLean's ain't know if that was him.
Yeah. Nah, different guy. But anyways, sorry, me and him went out there. Sorry. Me and him went out there. Cut it out. Went out there, and we just barely got done. I'm about to load up my dolly, and this drunk Asian girl comes up to me. Hey, what are y'all doing? I'm like, we're working. But come on, babe, let's go. I was like, hold up. Nah, I ain't doing this. I'm working right now. I'm on the clock. We got to go. You know what I mean? I was like, I'm not going to be a part of no damn TMZ or whatever. You know what I mean? Like some kind of news outlet. Like, you know, like taking advantage of a woman or some shit. Like, nah, girl, I'm married. I got to go. Deuces. You know what I mean? And that's just the first day. The second day, I was delivering at a Dollar General, and I was at a Family Dollar, and I was walking out with a dolly, and then these two African American girls are walking inside, and then one of them's like, "Man, you one fine looking essay," and I'm like, "Okay, thank you," you know what I mean? And I'm still working. I'm all sweaty and nasty and shit, bro. And then she waited for me to come back out. She was leaving, and she was trying to get my number, bro. Yeah. I was like, dude, like, Dallas is crazy. It's just crazy.
That's what I was sitting here wondering. I was like, what is this story about?
Good work on my Dallas. I know.
But you know that I'm telling this whole story. And I'm just like,
you
forgot.
Don't forgot.
I forgot.
He was like, man, this is a long story. Man, it's only been 2 minutes.
What were we talking about?
Time moves so slow.
Are you sure you didn't hit that clump?
Yeah. I got you. That shit. Okay.
It's cool, girl.
Man, that was
funny. But Dallas is crazy, bro.
I mean, I don't mind moving.
Yeah.
But man, I just like it here. I'm more comfortable here.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, change is better, but my kids are here. I can't just get up. I mean,
that's
if
the greatest certainty is change.
Now let's say if the music made it, you know what I mean, then you know, I'd house whatever, but I'd always come back.
Like, see, like that, even if like say we were like big shots or whatever. We had good money or whatever. I wouldn't leave Texas. I wouldn't leave Texas. I mean, I would leave. I would like to live like somewhere in the, like, if I did move, I would have to be somewhere where the ocean is. Cause bro, I tell you, I'll be deep sea fishing and just being out there. Like, I love that shit.
You ain't
like,
seen everybody get hit up with that flood. Right. You
go over there. Shit, well, if we making money though. We making money. We have multiple houses.
You seen the new house? I mean, the new map that they showed where the floods are gonna start happening. And it shows like Lubbock is pretty damn close to where the water's gonna hit, but we're safe. But it's like everything coming back, you know, towards.
Well, that's why we keep a house here. You know what I mean? Keep a house here.
You're talking about like deep sea, like where Corpus.
Yeah.
Down there.
Mm-hmm.
You're out.
Why?
The floods.
Well, if it's gonna flood, I leave.
We got helicopters.
You're telling me you got
helicopters? Yeah,
you got all this money.
I got a jetpack, bro.
You're going to take the L.
I'm going to invest in the jetpack. I'm going to learn how to fly.
He's going to run off insurance.
Can you imagine that? Just
like flying around.
The flood coming and y'all see it. You get in the your helicopter, your private helicopter. You know everything you can replace. So you're going up in the sky. You just seen everything get taken out.
Wiped away.
Yeah.
Did y'all see that video on at Ruidoso? The floods over there?
In Ruidoso?
Yeah, Ruidoso.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yes.
Bad. Dude, there was an entire house just floating down the damn mountain.
Damn. I seen that.
Yeah, that was in Ruidoso.
It's raining bad.
I bet you that people in the house are like,
wee. That's the second time that it's flooded like that. Like in the pattern. It's been back to back year after year.
For real?
It did the same thing last year. Same thing last year.
So I didn't know that.
And then it had the fires too. It had fires and then the flood.
Yeah, I remember the fires.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they hit. What's the next one going to be? Tornado, fire, wind.
Well, we already had that. Water. We had that scare over here.
Well, I'm talking about over there because it's fire. What is it?
It's earthquake, right?
Well, no, I'm talking about like, because the first was a fire.
Well, you can't have
it. Then it was a flood, so that's fire and water. I'm talking about it over the Ruidoso.
You can't have one because it's in the mountains.
So what would it, like a,
earthquake.
Huh?
Earthquake.
Would it be earthquake? No, okay, so it's fire.
Are you talking about Texas?
Water.
He said Ruidoso.
Air, right? And earth?
Are you talking about Avatar? Yeah.
No. No, like the elements.
Captain Planet.
The elements. The fire, water, wind, or something like that?
Earth. Yeah.
Earth, wind, fire,
water, wind.
Okay, so the earth will be the earthquake? Mm-hmm. They already got hit with the fire. They got flooded. So what's the air one?
You can't get a tornado over there because it's in the mountains.
So what would be the next air one be? You think it'd be more of a snow?
Breezy.
Oh, no, because it's still
breezy.
Water.
I don't know. I mean, they could probably get some pretty strong winds. I don't know. But I don't think they can get a tornado because of the way the no, because of the mountains. You can't get a tornado inside the mountains. You got to have, like, tornadoes are like, you know, flatland areas. They don't be going into up and down mountains. And
I was just
like
saying for the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it would. I don't know what another wind one would be. Like, a blizzard?
A strong gust. Yeah. Blizzard. I think a blizzard still counts as water. It's frozen ice.
Well, yeah.
You can do the hurricane, right?
Hurricane,
the after effects of a hurricane.
You imagine if a flood like really happened, like that's the closest mountains that we got is Ruidoso.
For real?
Yeah.
And even at that, they got flooded out.
You can see your dog running away for a couple of days.
That's crazy.
Isn't that the same in Texas?
When you see your dogs running away for a couple of days?
Yeah, it's like.
Nah, they're going to go get.
You said that's the closest.
They're in heat.
No, I'm saying like Texas. Lands are so flat.
Oh, yeah.
That you can see your
dog. Oh, you could see your dog running away. Okay. Yeah.
What's the Texas saying? You're all like, yeah.
Okay.
Isn't he?
I thought we were still talking. about something else. Nat.
I got lost.
Yeah. All right. So I wanted to bring up that game. I don't know if y'all found y'all's not a game, but y'all's three songs. Did you think about three songs that nobody knows that you would like, that you would jam out by yourself in secret? So come up with three songs. I already got my three. And we're going to each say our three. And then all together, we'll see whose is the worst. Okay. All right.
I gotta get my phone.
I already got mine. I told y'all ahead of time. Y'all are supposed to already have it.
It's on my phone.
Oh, okay.
What, the list?
Yeah, just the top three. You got three songs?
Yeah, what if they're all the same artists?
It doesn't matter, it's just songs.
Hell yeah.
So who's going first?
I'll be jamming this. You know what I'm talking about?
I'll go first. Alright. First song that I like is Chandelier.
That's one of mine.
Real?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's that go?
Chandelier by what's her name?
What is it?
Yeah. It's Lady Gaga, isn't it?
No. It's it starts with
black and white.
See ya.
How does it go?
See ya.
Yeah. Like, I wanna swing from a chandelier. That one.
I mean, nothing like that,
but better. Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya. See ya. All right. Yeah. That's my first one.
I can't hear this one.
Yeah. My second one.
We ain't jammed it yet.
Is that one it?
Yeah. What's happening? I'm trying to do it quick.
Oh, yeah, you can do it. You can do it. I'll just cut it out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like that song.
I like this song.
I like that song, all right? So that one, the second one is, what's it called? It's a country song. I forgot who sings it, but it's that the fishing one. So I'm going to miss her
when I get home. I like that song too.
That one. And then my third one is Billie Eilish, The Bad Guy.
I'm a bad
guy. Yeah, I like that song. It's just catchy.
Duh.
Yeah, that one.
Look in it.
I like that one. Those are my three.
All right.
Eric, you're next.
Okay. So... one of my songs is...
I have a feeling he's going to be the worst.
Smelly Cat from what? Friends. Smelly Cat, Smelly Cat.
Put that one up.
Like, you jammed this?
Yeah, nigga.
What? He's jamming. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Get there. Come on.
What?
Okay.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
What's your second one?
That was the first one.
Oh. That was the
first. That was the first. One. What?
The second one. This one is called Hey Ya
by Outkast.
No.
Right?
I thought that's what I thought.
I know.
Hell yeah.
This is the one I was singing that one day.
Which one?
What's going on?
I think
what's going on?
He's gonna be the one.
He be jamming.
Yeah.
He ain't playing. He ain't doing no playing. Yeah.
Alright, what's the next
one?
Yeah. You won. You won.
The next one would have to be this one. But this one's gonna definitely have to be muted out.
My mind.
You know that one, right?
Oh, you stupid.
It's my
SNL, right? Yeah.
Don't mean anything.
That one ain't that bad. The first two were questionable, bro.
This nonsense.
Not gonna get you a house on the hills.
Girl. But he liked it. He does it.
I like this one too, but I don't know.
Remember that one that I jizzed in my pants.
In my pants. She touched me, jizzed in my pants.
She looked at me, jizzed in my pants.
And he goes, jizzed in my pants. I jizzed in my pants. Fucking do it.
Yeah.
Wow, what's that dude's name?
Ain't that there's a name for that, right? There's people that actually like nut like all day, every day.
This one.
I bet you that's.
That shit sucks. Oh, yeah.
Is that Lil Dicky?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one. I like that one too.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't think that one should be a secret one, though. That one's a pretty good one.
That's a dope one. Yeah.
This is a secret song.
Two dope ones.
Okay. I don't know who sings it. You might want to look it up on YouTube. I can't remember the name, but I remember the name.
Okay, that makes all
the sense. Ba, ba, ba.
Ba, ba, ba.
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 Ba, ba, ba. B-A-H, B-A-H, B-A-H.
Were you just saying B-A-B-A-B?
Ba,
that's what ba. I want to put.
Ba, ba. I think that's what it is.
This one?
That's it. No.
Look at that. It's all an ad.
Is it?
It really is.
It's an ad.
Oh.
Is that an F?
That was good.
But it goes ba 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 ding 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 ba 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 ding 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 ding. That's all it does. Ba ba.
The whole song?
Yeah. But it's a song, like an actual song. But that's how it goes. I might have to look that one up.
Damn, you know what one I should have picked? I should have picked that old one. What is it? Pen.
Apple.
Apple pen.
What?
Where are you? No, from? It looks like an old video, and they don't even look American. They look like they're from like Russia or something.
Oh, this one has a weird name. Patak.
No.
Send that one to me. Send that one to me.
Air tag, air drop.
Yeah, it. So what's the next one? Because
okay.
I don't think I'm going to find this one.
Mammal. Put in mammal.
Mammal?
I think I know that one.
Mammal.
What about that one?
Let's just put mammal song.
What about that one? She looks like she's I don't know if it's a girl or a guy, but she's like, looks like futuristic. She has like weird stuff on and she's like,
ha, ha, ha. That's a guy.
That's a guy?
What the fuck?
Can't you know it? That's what she does the whole time.
Yeah.
That's like some weird techno shit. Russian.
Yeah.
Did you find it?
Bloxfield.
It's called. It's just mammal song.
From Mother Russia.
It goes, you and me, baby, we ain't nothing but mammals, but we can do it like they
oh,
did
yeah,
on the
Discovery
Channel.
That one came on that movie, Gamer. That was...
What's Gamer?
Oh, is it the one on Netflix?
Gamer?
Gamer, is that
something?
It's
the one with Gerard Butler. He's controlled.
Yeah, he's controlled,
controlled
by somebody. Yeah.
You and me.
The one that Spartan.
Nothing but mammals.
This is Sparta.
Sparta?
That guy.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah. It was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there.
Yeah, it's this one. I actually like this song, though.
This don't blend in with my gangsters, bro.
Talking about sex.
I think he likes all the songs. Talking about sex. Talking about, yeah. Okay. What's number three?
Coincidence. Yeah.
Coincidence?
Coincidence.
Dance.
Coincidence.
By Sabrina?
No. It's...
Oh, man.
The Teenage Witch?
No, the Blondie.
Carpenter?
Yeah, Carpenter. I said Blondie, you know? Coincidence. Handsome Dancer.
I never heard of that.
Handsome Dancer sings Coincidence. Is that the one?
I can't see it.
Okay.
Yep.
Look at the
There's a bunch of like shirtless guys on this.
Where did you hear this song from?
What? My sister. That's the only reason why, because it reminds me of my sister, bro. Like, real shit. Yeah. I hear that, and it makes me think of my sister. Yeah.
It's a German.
I've heard this song.
I never heard that song.
And they're like this.
That's what they're good.
Yeah, that's all they did.
Alright.
That's like my three. That's my three.
I'm lost.
What's yours?
Mine are weak then.
What's your three?
These are secret songs.
Secret songs that
nobody would think you'd listen to.
Skank. I'm not box clap, yes.
Shabag. I don't know.
Shabag.
I'm gonna stick with these.
What's one? What you got?
I went.
Adele.
Yeah,
I'll
be jamming the shit.
Hello.
Nobody like you.
Is it me?
Like,
yeah.
That's
Adele?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
See it in your eyes. And then you had one of my other ones.
What's
I
one?
Can feel
like,
it in
oh, chandelier. Yeah, see it, the chandelier. I like that one. Mm-hmm. I like chandelier.
Yeah.
What about chocolate rain?
All right, so put to a vote.
Hey, the what in the butt?
What in the butt? You ain't heard that one?
Put that one on.
Where does he find?
It all popped up. Yeah, that's been on my phone.
Yeah, it's my top five pillies.
Right?
Nah, that one, bro. That was an old. Show him the video. No, that's not it.
That's South Park.
That's South Park one, yeah. They're the original.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Show them the video. Show them the video.
I don't think
hypnotizing.
Yeah.
Like,
hypnotizing.
Weird. Like, it was weird.
He started making his butt throb.
Clenching.
He started clenching.
He was
having contractions.
That's a good song.
No. Oh, yeah.
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 Asking all the questions. Why you asking all the questions? Making statements. Assume.
All right. So scale from 1 to 10. Rate who's was the worst.
I feel like Eric's. Was
I got Eric yeah. was the worst. His was like
my music.
I gave Eric a 10.
Yeah,
he won the fucking worst contest. Like,
yeah,
I guess
it's not worst, guys. Y'all just don't.
I think that cat one kind of threw.
Yeah, the from the beginning, dude. From the beginning.
How did I follow? I couldn't follow.
Yeah, you can't follow that. I mean, I thought that Mines was bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can tell where my Mines at. You tell where his is.
Like, what are you?
Right now, he's sitting there dazing out, singing all the three songs. He's singing the songs in his head right now. Well, as we talk.
And I said, hey. That's all I was thinking about is that guy. And he prays. Yeah.
Oh my God.
All right, guys, everybody.
I love that song.
We're going to put a poll. Y'all guess. Y'all write down whose is worse from mine, Eric, Xavier's, and Jacob's. All right? Yeah. So y'all leave it up to y'all.
Best.
We'll leave it up to y'all.
Who's is the best?
Yeah, whose is the worst?
Who's the worst?
Just put him in order, man. Just put him in order.
Look at best.
Everybody's going to pick Eric, watch.
Yeah. I don't appreciate y'all.
No. If they don't, I'm going to be very surprised.
I'm going to go on there and make fake profiles and just pick Eric.
Start.
Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah. Turn it off, folks.
What are you doing?
I was looking up other music that I like.
No, turn it off. No, you're done.
You had three.
You're done.
You're done. You're done.
You failed at the first.
It's all lies.
All lies.
It's all lies. Put the phone down. Don't piss me off.
You've been pissed off.
Yeah, so there's like an ongoing war right now. Is it? Between me and Eric. Yeah,
I still don't understand why.
Because
is it because of the ankle comment?
Yeah, he's lying about my ankles ain't fat, bro. My ankles are not fat. My ankles are not fat. I got socks on right now, but my ankles ain't fat. Nigga, you got cankles for a skinny person. That's all. That's all. That's all.
Cankles. Go back. Nah, but what happened?
I'm gonna call your probation officer.
Nah, man.
It don't matter. I'll take that card back then. Yeah. You got beautiful ankles.
Yeah.
Fuck no, that's ankles. Funny.
Fuck ankles. And those are some lovely socks.
I use it for work.
The whole suppression sock. The suppression sock.
Yeah.
That
no, that the copper coated, bro.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
copper coated. Y'all seen that? The copper ones.
Copper fit.
Y'all seen those copper fit? No. Yeah, they sell them.
Where have you been, dude?
They sell them like in the front at Walmart. You know when you're going through the like about to check out, they have them in like, the side. The copper like fit.
As seen on
or,
TV.
Or that, yeah.
You got gloves and fucking
hemp,
all kinds of
socks.
Shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Not at all.
Could wear them and then smoke them.
Fuck.
Fucking. Hell yeah.
Smoke.
Well, shit, I see they're on your shit. I don't want to say anything, but.
Huh?
Anything. I just want to say anything.
What?
I don't want to be on the shit list, too.
No, I'm just playing. Yeah. It's alright. I don't care.
So recently his knees have started to take damage.
Bro, my knee's fucked up, bro. I hurt myself.
He told me what he told you.
I hurt myself,
yeah,
dog.
I told you.
Huh?
Yeah, no, he was there.
I was on the phone.
You
yeah.
were?
Yeah.
Whenever
yeah.
I told you.
Yeah.
I was like, dang, hey, so now your ankles yeah. are fat and your knees are starting to give out too?
Shh. I'm older than all of y'all. All right? So, screw y'all.
How old are you?
37, 38, 35.
Dang,
you old as shit, bro.
Well, I'm about to be
35.
Yeah.
You ancient.
Damn, you're thinking about it. Yeah, I am. I'm so all like
I.
right there behind him
and shit. Hell yeah. 34. I'll be doing the same
shit. Yeah, right. he's like the next month he's turning the same age.
Yeah.
Right he's right after me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't get old.
October, November.
I'm in September.
Yeah. September,
October, November.
Oh, that's three straight months.
He's
apart,
in October
right?
too.
Yeah, but he's like a year, we're a year behind.
September, October, November, looking.
Yeah, oh. he's a year behind. Yeah,
but you're like right there.
91, right? Yeah, 91. Yeah.
You took your time, you know. You took your time a little bit.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, you know, you
keep me in.
You,
an extra year, nigga.
You thugged
it out. The doctor
was
trying to pull me out. I said, no, motherfuckers.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to thug it out a little longer. He's chilling. Yeah.
Man.
You stayed in the nutsack.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I think you stayed in the nutsack a whole year. You're supposed to have been born, bro. Why you ain't
going so low? Like, fuck yeah, y'all stupid for going.
He was like, don't worry, these are all duds. Yeah.
There's no one to race.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
man.
Yes,
man.
You gotta speak up, bro.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to turn your microphone. I can hear you.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you're
well,
here.
Yeah, but I don't think they can hear you.
Oh, yeah. No, they can hear me. This one right here.
There's red lights on.
Nah. Yeah, that one tells me so.
Well, yeah.
They let
I know.
Me know.
Oh, is it letting you know?
Yeah, they let me know. Okay. They let me know. We good. No, I'm talking about.
He gets quieter.
Right. Hey, they started fucking.
Hey, man, they hear me.
Yeah.
You're like that guy on King of the Hill. Yeah, man.
Is it Boomhauer?
Yeah, Boomhauer.
Yeah. Goddamn, man, you ain't gonna talk, man. Yeah.
That was my dog.
What?
Hey, man, did y'all see the release of that the Mortal Kombat 2 trailer?
No.
Bro, that shit looks so dope.
But it better be good, bro, because I'm
just... That shit looks dope. Like, badass.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
What is it?
Oh, the Mortal Kombat 2 trailer? The movie?
No.
Mortal Kombat?
I didn't even see the first one.
You ain't missed nothing.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was cool, but it wasn't
like... It wasn't like all that... It should have been more fighting. There wasn't that much action. But this one was like just jam-packed with a shitload of fight scenes and action.
I'm going to be real with y'all. I've never really been into Mortal Kombat as much.
Really?
Yeah. Not really that much. Like Power Rangers, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, yeah. You said that last time.
Yeah, I'm not really... I really wasn't into stuff like that. Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Gargoyles was a shit, bro.
That was a good show.
The last movies I watched sucked, dude. That 28 Days Later sucked. I watched that Jurassic World or whatever it is on my phone.
The new one?
Yep, sucked. What else I watched? I watched like several different new ones that just came out. Disappointed. Every single one of them. So now my hopes don't even get up no more with these movies.
Wait, time out. When did we start talking about movies?
Right now, because I was talking about the Mortal Kombat 2.
What is your favorite genre?
Horror.
Huh?
Mortal
Kombat 2? Yeah,
part 2. I like scary movies.
Yeah, year round. Like
I, for some reason, it's like I like the adrenaline.
Yep.
Or I like the rush or the panic.
Yep.
Me too. Like the I know I'm not supposed to be doing this, but I'm finna get caught tight, but I'm gonna try not to get caught tight. Like I've always liked my adrenaline rush.
That's like your life story. That shit don't imply just to games and movies.
At least I'm consistent. You really you sit there and think about it. You know,
This is where it's coming. He's really telling us the source.
The source.
Right? Look, he's What
if your life is based off of your favorite genre movie? Like how, like I just told you how, like whatever, and that's basically how I'm.
Whatever your favorite movie is, porn.
That's my favorite movie too. I'm just being
I like your drill.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, you did.
The what is it called? The fact that you can get caught, type. Watch that shit. But like, you know what I mean? You can get caught.
Where are you watching it at?
Right.
I'm just saying. I just said by my wife. You know what I mean? So that's how would that be in the library? That would be funny though.
That's a good one, bro. That was good. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Where are you watching it?
Right.
Yeah, but getting caught by your wife.
At the library.
Yeah, we're at the library.
Sneaky.
Twin Peaks. That'd be some crazy shit. There's people out like there, you know, that be doing that. Like, they'll watch that shit anywhere.
What would your genre be? Mine would be horror. So my whole life would be horror movie.
Horror.
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 I love horror. I love horror too.
She sells seashells at the seashore.
What is yours? Action?
Huh?
Action?
Nah, that'd be like horror too.
Horror. Yours?
Yeah. Horror.
So three horrors.
Horror. You're gonna say horror.
Yes, wrong.
What is yours?
That's what I was trying to think of. I was like, dude, what is it saying that they
can't say? I was thinking about it.
Something.
And it was like, he was the only one that got it at first. Nobody else got it. Nah. He was like, what does that say? Earn. It's Aaron, earn, and iron, earn.
So we really sound like that?
Hey, Hey, read this. Yeah. And that's weird because they knew exactly what they were saying.
We're really sound like that? Yeah. That shit's funny. You would be a whore? Yeah. That's what you would do?
Hell yeah.
Would y'all ever make a house for like a horror movie setup for attraction?
For like attraction? For yeah.
Like maybe like a haunted house, but...
That's what I always wanted to be that.
We would have to like make something that was relevant to like all kinds of stuff, not just... Cause I couldn't.
Dude, I would do a 13 ghost theme.
That'd be cool.
Year round?
No, but just like every once in a while.
How to make money on it year round?
Well, because like you change it up. So you know, 1 year we're like we're doing 13 Ghosts. This year we're doing The Shining. This year we're doing, you know what I mean?
So that's the only thing we're doing with that house.
I mean,
No.
That's what I'm saying. What we doing year round?
Oh, year round. Like if it's big enough, it would have to be a setup.
Okay, wait. Instead of like a what is that trapped or locked or what is that called? The puzzle game that they have?
Yeah.
Escape room.
Escape room. What if it's all year round? It's a...
They have a horror escape.
Yeah. Like different characters, Pennywise.
Hey, we should do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like Pennywise or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I mean, I know they're already outdated. But
they're classic. It's
like a house where you can go in circles like this.
Then if we find the answer,
instead of being stuck in one side because you can't go around the hall like this right here, I think it'd be cool to do something like that. I
think we could do skits though. Like little skippets of not giving
an answer. I was thinking like, what if we go to an escape room and we record?
Record it?
Record it, while we're trying to escape.
Let's do it. I'm a beast. In
it's
the
funny
escape
because
room.
It's I've still
never,
like
I never been. Let's do
that. That's what I was thinking. Like, that should be fun.
Let's do
it. Should be pretty cool.
Let's do it.
We
should.
One of those GoPro type.
Yeah, I got one. That's what I did that video, that I don't really want to challenge one that I did.
Was it GoPro?
I did it on the GoPro.
And I got the meds. Yeah.
What?
What did you say?
We need to get some mics.
Yeah.
The ones that
did. Clip.
I need some of those.
You can wear the
big old camera.
The VR.
The
VR. You're walking there with the VR.
Yeah, it was crazy because you can see everything.
Yeah, you can. That's what I was saying. You can record it.
That'd be crazy if I'm looking in the VR and it's highlighting all the hints.
That would be crazy. Or if you saw a ghost.
Oh, you could just ask the chat at GB.
I'm taking this shit. Yeah, now I'm like, that's a sexy ass ghost.
You're looking in the mirror. Right.
Hey, what?
That's what I'm saying. That's you. You're looking in the mirror.
Like a dead ghost?
Like a dead
ghost. I think they have an app like that for the VR. Where you go to the mirror and you like say something and you gotta turn out the light, turn it on, and it's like shows in the VR.
Oh, you know what's crazy is whenever I was casting my VR to the TV, when I'm looking at the TV, it's like an endless void. Like, you just see TV screen after TV screen after TV screen after TV screen.
That's cool.
It's fucking crazy, bro.
You ain't seen the barrels that they do with it?
Nah.
They get a barrel, and then they have a circle cut glass. They put it at the bottom, and then they put like a little ladder type on the mirror.
And it looks like it's just going
and
down.
And then a light, and it looks like it's just going all the way down. I like stuff like that.
That's just
pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, man, but I think it'd be pretty cool to do some shit like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down.
I think there's a lot of stuff we can do that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Like, just chill together. Drive around town.
Yeah.
Maybe go to a bar. Club. Looking at you.
What are you looking at me for?
Because you're the only one that can't come out yet.
I know.
But not that we're saying that we're hoping for him to come out like that, because, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
So you put that bad juju on me.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that to you. You know what I'm saying? It's not
just
right.
Come out, though. Just come out, dog.
Come out, dog.
That's it, you know?
I really want to go to... I really would like to...
Hey, you should do the creature. Come out. Do the creature in the front of the camera.
Hell no.
You know...
don't even remember what the fuck it was. You don't
know what he's talking about. What? I
want to
know.
What's that word? A long time we were getting high.
No, we weren't.
And, I don't know. No, I think it was Jacob. Josh had hit the blunt and then, like, blew a big old smoke cloud. He's like, ooh, I'm going to creature that shit. He was, like, around the smoke cloud just...
Hold on. I gotta ask about the apple. Since y'all both here, I gotta ask about the apple.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome. Yeah.
What happened?
He whacked me, bro. He whacked me, bro.
What side
it
was
the apple? It hit me over here. It hit me up here, man.
That's crazy. You still remember what side it hit?
It exploded, bro. You threw it, bro. You fucking launched it.
What's that movie? Date movie when they're playing basketball on the chest hair. That's how the apple was.
Is it date movie?
I think that ain't date movie.
No, I thought it was.
No, it's date movie. Grown-ups. No, it's date. No, yeah, no, that's it's making fun of grown-ups.
Oh,
it's not
it?
Grown-ups. Meet the Fuckers. It's making fun of Meet the Fuckers.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right.
I did not know that apple was gonna hit him that hard. We're kids. We do dumb shit.
Yeah,
dude. Along no, we didn't. Poly.
You done a lot along of dumb shit poly. Too.
Along came Polly.
I didn't do nothing. Yeah.
Along came Polly.
Along came Polly. Iceman.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but it was on date movie and they were there. It was when they were making fun of. Grown-ups. No. Meet the Fuckers. Because the dad was like the Meet the Fucker guy.
Oh, because that dude just did on that long cane pilot.
Yeah, no. I'm not saying that.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I was making fun of that long cane pilot.
Yeah, I know they're making fun of a long cane pilot, but... At the same time,
it's a Meet the Fuckers
character. Yeah, 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 that's what I'm saying.
Doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, that's
what I'm saying. Like, a scary movie, the Scream Killer, Ghostface, is also with the... That was pretty much it.
Yeah, it was all Ghostface, yeah.
Okay, no. The Exorcist? I mean, not The Exorcist,
part two.
The second one, The House is Haunted.
Oh, yeah, what is that? House on Haunted Hill?
That was my favorite one when he's all like, I'll be the bigger man and walk away.
I like when they're doing the basketball.
Talking about the,
yeah. When they're doing the basketball.
Yeah.
Scary movie or some shit.
A scary movie too.
So that apple exploded.
Bro, he launched it. I'm chasing him, trying to get into the car, and he grabs the fucking apple, bro, and he cocks back, and he launches it, bro, from like me to you. That's how close
it was,
It was closer.
It was closer. I was in the car I was in the driver's seat. He was opening the door to the passenger.
He got me. And it hit, exploded, and then I went dizzy. And then I wanted to cry, and then that's when he started telling me. But I'm talking about.
Don't cry, because the nigga lives.
Yeah, dude, I'm sitting there like. Damn, I'm dizzy, you know?
That's fucked up, huh?
The apple exploded.
It's messed up, man.
I had shit all in my hair and like apple. Yeah, bro.
Made apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
Whacked me right there in the front yard.
Yeah.
Ever since then, he probably like, fuck that apple.
Fuck that apple.
Hell
yeah.
Fuck that apple.
He ain't
I don't
touching
know
an
apple.
He ain't like, touching apple since.
This is what exploded. No?
How long ago was that?
When this happened? Shit worked. I want to say like 4 or 5 years old, bro.
Damn.
We were little.
So like 30 years ago, type.
Yeah.
He ain't touching that for 30 years.
He's like the brother at Benchwarmers. Every time he sees apple.
The damn neighbor or somebody had a damn tree that would grow it.
Oh, the apple tree?
Yeah.
It was red.
So, yeah, so they would fall.
You gotta touch the green one.
He grabbed that boy, bro. Yeah, yeah. He grabbed that boy.
Every time he sees a red light, he's like.
Fucking got me, bro.
Yeah, you from Lubbock?
Yeah,
yeah.
You from Lubbock?
Born and raised on the north side of Benson. Man.
What elementary you go to?
I went to Tubbs. I went to McQuarters. I went to Dupree. But majority, I finished out at Tubbs and McQuarter.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's what's up. Your middle school? Cavazos?
Cavazos.
Mm-hmm. Both 3 years, all 3 years?
Yep.
I think our generation only had 2 years, like our grade, because that's when they transitioned.
Yeah, they did that last. Yeah, that was
great. I only did two in middle school.
Yeah, I was the last one of that.
Yeah.
When they did that. Yep.
Man.
Livakai and Matthews.
Matthew Alternative?
Yeah.
That's what's up. GED? Oh, yeah, you went over. Huh? Got your GED?
No, diploma.
Diploma? Hell yeah. Yeah, I walked, man. Shit,
fuck. I was fucking.
It's crazy because you really don't even need it. I mean, like, because it don't change.
It's pointless. It ain't did nothing for me.
The same here.
It ain't did a mother thing for me, bro. It's just there.
Yeah.
I don't even know where it's at, to be honest.
You ain't doing no sports or anything growing up?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Yep. Hell yeah.
That's what's up.
I still be trying to hoop. Like when we get time and shit.
What?
Still be trying to hoop.
You say that? Yeah, but that fucking microphone closer, bro. They can't
hear me. They can't hear me.
They said, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got a guess.
I'm trying to make sense of your words, bro. Like, he's trying to read me. I'm reading your lips, like, look at how hard, like, they go, what the fuck is this dude saying? Man, why are you?
He's gonna have to put subtitles. Yeah.
Subtitles. I'm gonna talk some random shit. Fuck apples.
Hell yeah.
He said like,
fuck
yeah. Yeah, that shit hurt. Like, I really started to cry. That messed up. Sometimes.
That was real pain. At a young age.
It made you stronger, bro.
It made me hate you for
about
27
hours. Right after you started playing again.
Yeah. I was confused.
He's playing with you and at the same time thinking about cocking you in the fucking head.
Man, I seen a fucking rotten one over there too. I thought about getting
a yeah, rotten one.
Boy, that was because that hurt. I was gonna pick one up. They used to just be in the yard where we would play it.
He fucking chunked it back in this.
Yeah. Got my aim towards it.
And he's all right there. He throws it this way, that goes that way.
Hell yeah.
That was
squeezed it too hard. It's crazy. He's that mad.
He threw applesauce.
He's all rehearsing himself. You want apple pie, Adrian?
Yeah. I practice.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like those confetti eggs. You just hit him in the head with the egg.
Man, my kids, man, they had knocked me out with them eggs.
Bro. I had a cousin, or it's one of our cousins. Nicholas and Marina, it's Fabian's little sister and brother. But Nicholas went and wanted a, he was a baby still, he wanted to crack an egg. He went to the fridge, bro, and grabbed a real egg and cracked it on Marina's head. Fucking yolk and everything, bro.
Damn.
That shit was funny, though. And then Nicholas is the one, and Marina wasn't crying, Nicholas is the one crying because he wanted the confetti to come out. It was like, yo,
damn.
Yeah. Another one.
Like, God, I grabbed another one.
That one didn't have it.
Hell yeah.
God.
Oh, that's funny.
Hey, do you remember that drunk dude that at Buffalo Lake?
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Who was that, bro?
What happened?
You remember we were over there and then he wanted to take us out in the mountains?
Yep.
And we all followed him up and now he's all drunk. He's like, hey, look what I can do. And he rolled down the mountain.
He rolled down the mountain, bro,
the way down. And by the time we got down, he was laying there for a minute and we got down, he had cactus all over his head. Yeah, cactus all over his head.
Did y'all help him?
We walked with him, man. We didn't touch him, We walked with him back to
his hands laying down and shit.
Dude, that was somebody's kid, bro. That was what's his name? Bobby.
Oh, yeah. What was his last name, bro? There's some childhood right there in the army. Bobby Campos or something. I can't think of his Castro or started with a C.
Yeah,
but he was kin to them. Yeah. We had went out there to Buffalo Lake, and Bobby our family and his people ended up kind of by each other. And he ended up getting stupid drunk, right? He had this poncho on.
He had the poncho. Yeah.
So he had this poncho, bro, and he's taking us on this goddamn tour through Buffalo Lake, right?
Drunk, bro.
And he's telling us, like, hey, throw a rock, I'm going to chase it. So I'm like, are you for real? He's like, yeah. I throw that bitch, bro, and he starts chasing it, running down the fucking hill, and starts tumbling, and tumbling, and it's the bottom, bro, when we finally climb down our trail. He's, bro, he looked like Pinhead, bro.
Everywhere, bro, cactus.
Pinhead.
I bet y'all were taking y'all time going down, too.
Hell yeah.
We're laughing, bro.
Dude, he ran, like, through all the fucking cactus, through all the brush.
Dude, he didn't even go down the trail.
Yeah,
he
not the trail.
Straight,
like, through the fucking...
The bush, everything.
And then we... Oh, my God, dude. Remember when we got to the fire?
Oh, yeah. He was like, look at this. He grabbed the coals, a hot-ass coals. And then he... Bad influence. All day we're trying to do the same thing.
He kept calling it money.
No, oh, yeah.
He's like, you got to pick up the money. Pick up the money. So I'm like, what? I'm looking at the fire, like looking for dollar bills or something. I'm like, what money is he seeing? What the fuck is he talking about, right? I'm looking at the fire. And then he starts just
grabbing the coals.
Hot.
He's like, red hot coals, bro. See,
that's dollar right there. And I'm like, wait, what the? Right? He's just drunk. Just.
Doing he's burning his hand like
yeah.
No, he's
like,
just phased.
He got phased.
He's phased, bro.
Drunk. Yeah, so Buffalo Lake was fun back in the day.
Yeah, that was.
So man, y'all just followed his ass out
there. Dude, he just took us. You know, I mean, we trust the dude.
And bro, it was like journey in the morning, right? Man, it was there. It was. It wasn't even early. It was early.
What if he was trying to show y'all something?
Mm-hmm. He did show us something.
Yeah,
he did. He wrote down.
Showed us how to run down the hill. Yeah,
was what not to do.
Yeah,
willingly.
Just that shit was wild.
Funny, dude. Like what? I thought he was playing when he took off and when he started tumbling. Like I don't know why I thought he was playing, but
that's been just
gone. And then we got in trouble with the cops over there one time, too.
Man.
I think it was your fault, huh?
It was Eric's
fault. Yeah, it was Eric's fault.
They were throwing rocks
at
the campers.
Yeah, so we're up on top of the mountain. This is back in the day where, you know, the parents were at the campsite. They just let us go wherever.
We would just start wandering.
Bro, we're kids, dude. Little. Like, I'm talking about, like, close to Elijah and Ezra's age.
Damn.
Yeah, like, we just climb up the damn mountains. Yeah. Just walking around, we were climbing to the little mountain, the little caves and shit. Yeah, the little caves that we would go and chill out and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we're climbing the mountain, and then Eric was like, well, he said, like, hey, we just throw rocks or
shit. Yeah, because there's campers down
there.
Yeah,
like,
you know,
campers, yeah. Like,
we were just being bad, like
RVs,
stupid.
You know, there's RVs.
Just started throwing them.
They started chunking rocks.
You idiots.
It hit the damn RV, and then we all ducked behind the damn rock. And we're just sitting there for a long time. And then Eric's finally like, fuck it. So he takes off walking. And then Jacob takes off walking. And then Danielle, and I was like, damn, all right. And we start walking. I look in the corner of my eye, and I see him. He's just staring at us. There's a guy looking at us. And, dude, we walked around the entire mountain. The other side where you first go down into to go into like where the campsites are. We walked all, it took us all day, right? Mm-hmm. All day we walked all the way around. And we come down and like we saw some people fishing and we're like, you know, trying to play it smart. Like, we're like, oh yeah, that person gave us a fish and we're all making up a lie. Like, oh yeah, we're here fishing.
Yeah,
we walked over there with the fish. Man, as soon as they saw us, they knew that we were in trouble. We knew it. Hell yeah, the person pointed our clothes out, yeah. Everything.
They said what we yeah. wore.
Yeah. We fucking our parents, caught. Like, I guess those cops were looking for us the whole time. Uh-huh. They were looking for us, and they went to each campsite asking, hey, you know who's wearing this and wearing that, wearing this, wearing that. And then I guess they stopped at, you know, our campsite, and they already knew, like, oh, my God, these kids.
Yeah. Y'all get in trouble.
Hell, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I really didn't. I really didn't, like.
Just got benched at.
Yeah, I just got, like, you know, I got a lecture. That was it.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah. But then the nail get slapped or something.
Yeah, she got slapped.
Yeah,
she got her ass whooped.
Yeah.
She got her ass whooped.
Hell, yeah.
Yeah.
And my mom was already with my stepdad, so like my stepdad was like, man, what were you thinking? I was like, I don't know, I didn't do nothing. That's all I said. I didn't do nothing.
I'm not the one that did it.
I didn't do nothing. I didn't throw no rocks.
It was McDonald's, I'll tell you who did it.
I missed that. I missed that.
So technically, I didn't do it.
Yeah. That was
fun. Yeah. Yeah, good old days, man. Good old days.
He really was the bad influence.
Who?
You.
Not me. I didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
How was that bad influence?
You was the bad influence of my life.
What did I do?
My entire life.
How was that bad influence?
Because you showed them how to throw apples at people.
You showed me how to damage people's brain with an apple.
And cause pain.
Yep.
Is that a skill that you use to this day?
Yeah. Because I've mastered it. But, yeah.
He's used to taking apples to the face.
When his kids get in trouble. Pow! They hit him with an apple.
Curb the bullet.
Yeah.
You taught me how to roll up.
Roll up what?
You taught me how to smoke weed. He's the one who started teaching me, right? You taught me how to do all this other shit.
What other shit?
What other shit?
Oh,
weed fucking.
Yeah, that other I taught how to smoke salvia.
Salvia.
Yeah.
Would have never done it, and we did it. Because.
Damn. I think Josh was on that hard, wasn't he?
Yeah, Josh was on that shit hard.
Was it hard?
Was a bad influence, bro.
No, he just did it at one time, and he was
that
like,
was, oh, this was it.
That was a one. It was one and done. Yeah, it was a one and done.
That shit scared me, bro.
I wonder how Josh stayed on it,
bro. Cause Josh like has like he likes that shit. He likes that trip. I don't like that trip. That's why I don't think I would do good with shrooms.
Well, no, you'll have fun.
What's the trip like on the?
So on salvia, my trip, I had hit it, and then I remember I was in that middle room, the one across the street, across from the restroom. I was in that middle room. All of us was in there. It was Jerry, it was me, Josh, Jessica, and somebody else. Somebody else was in there. But anyways, I think it was Martin. Anyways. I hit it, bro, and like I was sitting down on the bed, on my bed, and then I stood up. Well, I don't remember standing up, but they said I stood up and I sat back down. But what I do remember is everybody laughing, but they all look like cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they all look like cartoons. Everybody was laughing, and then I just felt like I was falling in a hole. Like I was just going back and back. And I kept telling them, grab me, grab me, grab me. To grab me. But I kept falling. I just felt like I was falling back. And then, the next thing you know, I'm standing up and I'm leaning against the wall. I'm like, fuck. And everybody's laughing at me. And I was like, man, that shit suck, bro. I don't like that. And then Jerry, when he did it, Jennifer's Jerry, he did it. Like, that dude, like, he was, like a secret agent, bro. he was outside, bro, and he was, like, holding the wall. He was, like, and he was, like, scooting over, looking around and shit. Yeah, like, 007 some shit, you know what I mean?
That's
We did that shit to Ronald. Remember Ronald?
Yeah. Beat that Ronald. Yeah,
and we did him dirty. We did him dirty, bro. We did him dirty because we didn't even tell him what it was. We hit. He was like, we're out there and we had the bong, and he came up and he was like, what y'all hitting? I was like, here, you take a hit. He took a hit, bro, and he's sitting on, you remember the little picnic table they had back there? The metal one?
The one with the four seats.
Yeah, four seats. Well, like, he hit that shit, and he's sitting down, and he's just like, just goes blank, bro. And he stands up and goes to the end of the seat and slides over. Stands up, goes to the end of the seat, slides over. He does that like 4 times, bro.
He's trying to clean the seat with his hands.
I guess so. And then he's like looking at us, who the fuck are y'all? And I was like, Ronald, it's me, Adrian, and Josh, it's us. And he's like, man. And he took off walking, he went home. Yeah. And that's because that was like the weak one. That was like the green salvia. That wasn't that wasn't hard. But then we bought the purple one. Yeah, that shit scared. That shit scared me too.
Dude, that shit was the worst shit ever.
What is it like at the trip? Is it like echoes? Is it like color change?
No, like everything changes.
Like, you don't know where you're at.
You hallucinate, bro.
How long it lasts?
His lasted a while. That's why it scared me, because it lasted
about 10-15
So that's why he said the last thing. He thought he got stuck.
I thought I was stuck.
But then he said, I thought I was special.
I thought it was over with, dude, for real. I thought I was trapped. And it just kept going.
You want to try that?
I want to try. I want to see what the trip like.
Are you serious?
I want to see what the trip like.
I'll watch you do it. I'll be
entertaining.
It'll
be
entertaining.
I can't knock it, but I don't want to be a drug either. Like, I'm not saying that's
no, no, no. It's something like, you'll do one time.
I'm just saying, like, even if it switches over to other stuff, like, I'm not trying to do
drugs. It's not like
this
that.
Is different, but what I'm saying, I'm not trying to do a gateway, but
yeah,
I want to see, because I'm curious about
the trip.
You know, I can't experience it if I don't do it.
If you don't do it,
but I don't want to do it because I don't want to do it,
But then, see, the salvia thing. That right there is not something that you get addicted to. Like, not unless you're, like, you really like tripping hardcore balls, you know what I mean? Because, like, if you look at any video on YouTube of people doing salvia, they're not good trips. Like, they're not good trips. So, like, it's like a panic type deal. Like, me, like, I panicked, like, but, I mean, I kind of kept it together because everybody was around me. You know, I was okay. Yeah. I was around people. But, like, you know, just one other person. Like, dude, I've seen people, like, this guy... He hit that shit and he ended up jumping out his freaking window, bro. Really? Like, broke his glass, everything.
Yeah,
broke
out his glass.
I don't want to do that.
But I would like to see the trip without having to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even if they had, like, some kind of.
You know, do you remember those little telescope things where you turn and they're like little colorful things? That's the only thing that I could say.
Now, before, I want to know the story. I'm sorry.
You know the story. Yeah,
you're there. You want to know the story. You know the story.
I got to explain this to you know, you know, I got to explain this to Cass. I got to explain this to my...
No, we're cutting this out. You ain't got to explain shit to nobody.
No, I forget a lot of things. I don't remember stuff like that.
There's you some do? Stuff. What?
Huh?
What trip? Where was we at?
What are we talking about?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I ain't trying to get set up.
That one he does.
That's
what
I was saying.
That's
why when he walked in, I was like,
we
can't cut it out.
So, what happened? What happened, Eric? I don't
remember
that.
I'll tell you after.
Oh, yeah.
But, man.
Now, damn, Zach, where were you at?
Shit, trying to get my tire fixed. Motherfucker was bullshitting. I mean, when was it? Like at 6 or 7. Or, nah, it was probably like 5. Realized it was flat.
No. It was before 5. It was 3.
Sitting there driving around.
Aired it up. And then I went straight to Ralph's Records, you know, just to look around, probably buy a game, and walked outside. I was like, man, I'm fucking thirsty. Walked outside, tires flat. So I'm like, fuck.
Damn.
So I called my mechanic, went back inside, you know, waited for his ass. She was talking about some little nightmare game that she loved.
Little nightmare.
I
love that game.
Yeah.
Make them play it tonight.
I'll play that one and part two. Part 3 is coming out in October.
I can't wait for it.
What system you on? PS?
Nah,
Xbox. Well,
I got both, so I can't talk shit.
What's up? We playing.
Shit,
Left 4 Dead. I'll get you.
Bro, Left 4 Dead is awesome.
Man, that was my favorite game. Hey, have you played? That's the only reason why I kept the Xbox, bro. I have that game. For real?
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I got the Xbox, because you can't play that game on PlayStation.
Well, there's another game on PlayStation that's like Left 4 Dead. It's, what is it? Blood something? It's, I forgot what it's called. But it's just like Left 4 Dead.
For real?
Yeah, even World War Z, same shit. Yeah. That was the same shit. Yeah. Just like Left 4 Dead. That one's fucking badass, bro.
I don't know, because I really like that witch. That witch is hard to kill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad. Can you imagine what the house I'm saying, you know, saying walking that motherfucker? Because
didn't we talk about this last time?
Was it? In my room, because the only lights I have on in there are the ones that are plugged in, and they're candles and they're lights. That's the only light I have on there. Walk in that hole in the dark, and in my room from in the kitchen, you can hear the witch crying. What you doing?
I'm getting the fuck out of there, dude.
Yeah, what you doing?
Wrong house. This ain't my house. Wrong house.
This ain't my house.
This ain't my house.
Talking to the key and shit. Why you open this door?
Damn, why that come over?
Hell yeah.
What would you do?
Have you ever played that game?
Mm-mm. Left 4 Dead?
I think I kind of remember it, but
remember
I think
the witch that cries, and if you get close to it, it'll attack you.
Yeah,
or shoot at it.
Yeah.
What do you do if you go into a house and you hear that shit?
I'm getting out.
Yeah,
I'm getting out. I'm not fixing it.
I think I want to say I would investigate.
I would want to, but
you would investigate.
I think so.
You try to comfort the
zombie. Are you okay?
Are you okay?
The head fall off.
You seem toxic.
Are you good? Okay?
You seem toxic enough for me to help.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't your therapist say that you're what did she say?
What do you mean?
Yourself.
I got instead of like actual self harm, my self harm is like toxic women.
Yeah.
Because I like the pain that they put me through. I was like, what? What? What are you talking about? She's like, yeah, that's why you deal with toxic women, because your self harm is like you like them dragging you through the mud type shit.
Yeah.
I was like,
can we say this? Like, can we say about your therapist being like real, like blunt?
No, they don't say her name, I guess.
No, yeah, all right.
Does she be watching these?
I don't think so.
I don't think she's allowed to.
I don't think so.
No. She gonna be like,
what did she tell you? Like, she said, like, cause he was like, she wants him to be on like the dating apps.
For real?
She wants him to be on the dating apps, and he's like, well, nah, I'm not trying to do that or whatever, you know.
Yeah, cause I was
you know how Eric is.
Is your therapist cute? So you can be like Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry. Now, our suggestion was I need to get out of like my regular, typical, one woman type shit and get onto Tinder where I just like do hookups.
That's not what I
mean. Get loose.
And that's what she wants.
She told him like straight up, like, straight up, just like that.
That was my, my therapist suggesting.
She said just like that, bro.
Yeah.
She said you just need to go like he didn't quit. You need to go like, you know, fuck somebody.
That's not what you told me. You damn liar.
Nigga, she didn't say shit. I didn't say shit.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
No lie.
In your mind, you thought that. You be thinking some weird shit.
Yeah. Probably. Don't get quiet on my part. Go ahead, finish your story.
What story? I was giving another story.
You're done already with the therapist? I thought she said some more stuff.
She said a lot of stuff.
Like what?
Like stuff. Like how messed up I am. That's a therapist thing.
He's getting all anxiety.
Yeah, I know, right?
You hear my laugh?
Yeah.
That's oh, it's a different
breakdown.
That's because he did say that on the phone. Yeah, yeah. I told you. Mental breakdown. There ain't nothing
in there. I know. I'm trying to drink whatever was
this. Did the same
that's
thing
what
you
mental
did.
Breakdown last.
What?
You imagine that it was going to grow, get more drink, and there's nothing in it.
Oh, yeah.
You want to take a quick break or what?
Take a quick break.
Yeah, I probably just fucking with you. Well, I didn't even know we were gonna need Sprite or anything, anyways.
And I was like, man, should I call him, make sure he's there? He's like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And
you ain't got nothing in his cup, right?
I went to the freezer, take out the bottle.
I'm gonna put this on your arm.
You forget.
And you're gonna pretend to grab. That's all good, you're gonna see if you can grab the cup. Yeah, you see if you grab the cup, and I know there's nothing in it, but see if you can take a drink. Yeah, just to see if you can do it.
All right.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Which one you want?
Can I have your number?
Ooh,
that was
fun.
Right on the veins.
Oh, dude, why are you saying that? Are you gonna get me?
Nah.
It's gonna get me.
You alright?
Nah, it just makes you cramp up.
You're gonna get me.
I'm gonna look crazy.
I wanna see you try it.
I'm gonna start laughing.
Why not?
Am I gonna die?
It's gonna
hopefully,
be quick.
Hopefully,
it's
I got it. Hopefully, it's
It's gonna be quick. Charged enough. Yeah. You die quick. It's okay. You come back to school.
I believe in myself.
I forgot which one we did the last time.
Well, don't do that. Why'd you do that? Ah! What's going on?
Open it.
What's going on?
Go up, boy.
Yeah.
Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it's not doing it, ah!
Just stop.
Ah!
Open
the
head. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. All right,
cut off. Hey, you gotta, like, let it go and let him get
try this one.
All right. What was that? What was that? Look.
No, it's the one that goes like bump, bump, bump.
No, the one that has to be, like constant.
Why?
Why? I thought it was the bump one. I thought where, like, he goes like that and, like, throws it over himself and shit.
Like that one?
Ah! You know, grab his cup.
See you grab a cup.
Ah! Ah!
Look what that apple did to him.
See? That influence. He still finds a way to attack me. See this?
Hold on, let's try this one.
Are you talking about a different?
That's one of them. I think it has like two.
Yeah. The one that has the
last one. Did I do that the right... That's how I did it last time? Or was it on
what
the top?
Mean, did I do it the right way?
Was it on the
oh
top?
Oh my god.
It's on his
wrecked all my nerves.
Just put it on the stomach.
It hurt my nerves.
Like,
Adrian,
they're
put
fried,
on stomach,
bro.
Put on
oh, you want to do the contractions?
What?
We did. We put it on your stomach.
No.
No.
Ah!
Why not?
Could
be a
knife. Oh! Grab a cup.
Okay.
Grab a cup. Grab a cup. Grab a cup.
When he does that, it looks like,
grab my straw.
Yeah,
for
real.
I can't do it. It's a tank grab.
It's just funny. There you go.
I have no idea. I ain't got the evidence to back that up.
Well,
watch me something else.
All right, guys, thanks for watching. This is Adrian with the X-Cast. We out.
Damn, for real, that was it. What?
Say deuces, everybody.
All right.
I just want to leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this.
I hate it.
I just want to make it to the top. But until then, I guess I got to get my ass a job.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't really want to have to do it.
I don't really.
I don't really want to work outside.
No, I don't.
I don't really want to have to serve it.
Nah.
I don't really wanna have to prove it.
I don't really
wanna have to be on time.